Well, therefore touched on a number of the benefits of Latin. Are there any others, Karen, that come to your mind? It's a perennial question, as you know. Why study Latin when
right.
there are so many other important subjects to learn? So much advancement in technology, say, proliferation of subjects and specialty disciplines. Why spend time studying Latin when there's so many other important things to learn?
Certainly. Well, as we're thinking about the etymology and the impact on English, I have to mention one very pragmatic reason, one that often appeals to parents, and that is that it naturally follows that if you're building your English, you're understanding your English better, you're increasing your vocabulary and your reading skills, mm-hmm. and Latin does. It increases not only your vocabulary skills, but your reading comprehension skills. Mm-hmm. That is naturally going to follow in impacting standardized test scores like mm-hmm. the SAT.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I know I have several students who are juniors and seniors, and mm-hmm. SAT becomes very important. It might not seem as important
mm-hmm.
when you're in third grade,
mm-hmm.
but for a lot of parents, that becomes a very important factor because it'll increase my SAT scores quite dramatically over mm. the study of any other language.
Mm.
So that's something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to a bigger picture, you know, I was talking with a gentleman the other night whose father made great innovations in cancer research.
Mm.
And he once asked his father, what study impacted you the most? And he said Greek or Latin. But I thought it was incredibly mm-hmm. Interesting that here this man who's accomplished so much in his life, made mm-hmm. such great advances in cancer and science research, something mm-hmm. that we can definitely say in our day and age is necessary and practical.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what prepared you the most for this work that you did?
Study of Greek and Latin, because it was puzzle solving.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved solving puzzles, and Greek and Latin to some students is translation work is puzzle solving,
right.
seeing how all those words work together by studying their endings and so forth. And he viewed cancer as a puzzle to be solved,
mm-hmm.
and saw those two skills very much related.
Now, I will tell you, someone who promotes immersion is going to recoil and say, oh, it's not a puzzle, it's a language.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think as you read it, you want to get past looking at it as a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
But what he said is so true, because it is a discipline and a training of the
mm-hmm.
mind. It does require your mind. As I tease my students, your brain is getting a six-pack right now because of the push-ups and the setups that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
not just with the grammar, but with the reading,
mm-hmm.
because we're reading this elevated literature in another language,
mm-hmm.
and we're discussing the significance, the importance, the impact that this makes.
Mm-hmm.